Recording in progress.
Howdy. Welcome to Spirit and Consciousness with our Self-Care Sunday Worship. As we come together, we unite our hearts and minds in the pursuit of greater self-awareness. In this sacred space, we will explore the depths of our own being, guided by the light of faith and the desire for deeper understanding. We seek to know ourselves better, that we might know the divine more intimately. As we prepare to embark on this journey, let us open ourselves to the insight and intuition that awaits us. Let the transformative power of self-reflection. May this time of worship not only bring us closer to our own hearts, but also to each other. Even if we gather across the expanse, let us begin with a moment of silence to center ourselves and invite the presence of the Spirit into our midst. Amen. As we gather our thoughts, let us reflect upon all blessings that has been received and continue to evermore be received. Let us gather and ask for the healing to those who are in need of healing. As we gather ourselves back, we will begin with our verse of the day. Second Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. Except ye be reprobates, what does that say to all of y'all? I think there are many things that speaks to me and resonates deeply with this journey. Resonates very deeply with the pursuit towards self-awareness and wanting to know yourself for the sake of knowing yourself and the sake of being closer to God. That's what it says to me. Let's move on to our definition for self-awareness. Self-awareness is the conscious knowledge of one's own character's feelings, motives, and desires. It involves clear self-reflection, where individuals examine their state of being, emotions, and appropriateness of their actions or behaviors. In the context of spiritual growth, self-awareness is fundamental, as it is the process of discovering our true self. We should consider one true nature as spirit. This introspective journey allows an individual to become aware of what is holding them back and enable them to seek strength and guidance on that path. The development of self-awareness is crucial in spirituality, as it provides a sense of meaning and purpose, leading to greater personal growth by being self-aware and connected.
Recording in progress.
That I feel like a lot of that holds a lot of deep perspectives about, especially when they linked it back with spirituality and self-awareness. Yeah, to me that interferes, that's one thing. But I don't know, that's my opinion. It's one thing. But what are y'all thoughts? Move on to the levels. So it's like basic stages of how to identify what stage you of I guess a person's self-awareness, whether it's from young or whether it's even just in general towards your awareness of your thoughts and feelings and stuff like that. But we'll start off like where the confusion stage, where individuals really can't detach themselves or confuse themselves with their outer environment and then others. So yeah, I guess when you're young, this is, or when you're in your infant stages. We'll go to the next level where you start to recognize that you're separate from those things. This is like, I guess, what they say is after 3 sometimes. They say we start to build ourselves for become more conscious of ourselves. In a sense, start to detach ourselves from identification with our parents and whatnot. But the next level would be when individuals can identify specific internal. Now, this is when you start, I guess, returning back to yourself. Really, I guess, level 2 did that for the next stage. When you started to identify yourself from external factors or individuals. So at this stage, you're starting to look back internal, though. That's when your thoughts, your feelings, and whatnot. And then the next stage, this is when you start to understand that the self, even past time, start to really look at how the past and future are linked to this now. That's when you start to really, I guess, resonate with that thought, that idea, that mindset, however word you want to put. When you start to recognize that part of our reality, that everything in our past and future is linked to this now. Everything that I felt for the past, or everything that past made me feel, whichever way you want to put those words, comes down to this now. Everything that the future can be, or what I feel about the future, comes back down to this now. This me, this what I'm doing right now. So, at that part, maybe there's a subconscious part of me, that was aware of that, but not no conscious part of me aware of this when I was like growing up. Nah. So yeah, that part's definitely interesting when you start to view it that way. Really, it makes a very skyrocket type of difference in everything you do after that, or everything you are after that. It's like that for me in my mind. And then I guess this is like the final stage, but what they have these stages as, where individual is not only aware of their existence and traits, but also of their self-awareness. This can think about and analyze their thoughts from a external perspective. So when you start looking at self from a higher self, don't know how else to say about that. You start constructing your don't know how words to say your reality from a higher self when you can just don't know what else to say about that. No, I'd resonate with just don't know what else to say about that. What are your thoughts though? What are your thoughts on what I want to be doing? Taking up all the talking space. I'll let y'all come in. Let me know what y'all felt about those levels. So, close this off. Go down towards some reflecting. Let's dedicate some time right now. The be still, be silent with our thoughts. Take time to reflect back on our actions. Consider which ones felt most engaged, which ones felt most stressful. Consider why. Start to observe those thoughts. Start to pay attention to what's going on in the mind, how you feel in different type of circumstances and whatnot. Notice patterns. That start to assess what type of actions start to align with your values and your beliefs. See how consistent those are within your vision right now. See how consistent those thoughts and emotions are in line. Thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are aligned with your values and your beliefs. And see how consistent those are. And then we come back throughout the end of this process and start to acknowledge our strengths and weaknesses. Start to be honest to ourselves about them and be honest towards how we have areas of improvement and what steps we need to take towards those areas for self-growth. And then we can come back down, set some goals down, set them up towards how realistic they could be for us to accomplish and continue working on our growth for our next virtual worship. So let's start off by just being still, silent.
I think about those moments this week where we felt most engaged. What moments where there was stress? I thought to just meditate on that. Now, I start to notice how we felt during those times. The thoughts go through your mind. Let's just silently think about our values and beliefs and see how these experiences align with those. Were we our best? What can we do to start making those adjustments, those imbalances, and let's just make a mental goal of what that looks like. Now, as we come back, let us remember that mental goal and let's write them down as we come back. So we don't lose it, let's write them down. Write mine down right here. All right. How was that? How we felt about that? Little exercises I like to try while we go through these. As we go through each Sunday, it's a self-care worship. I like to try to invite as much internal exercise, mindful, I don't know, reflection, so we can transform our weeks that become.
Recording in progress.
Move on to some activities to do as we enter our weeks, do sometime, whenever, if you want. Try to track our daily thoughts and feelings. Then at the end of the week, do a little quiz. Or really, maybe at the end of the day, each day, do a little quiz to just check our level of self-awareness. How aware were we of our thoughts and feelings? Being or creating reactive behavior. And I start to be more mindful of that entering our weeks. Instead of being reactive, maybe start to try to catch our behaviors and the thought and feeling stages and implement a more proactive
more proactive behavior that can, instead of maybe making circumstances worse, maybe be of aid and benefit to ours. And with that note, are there any questions that y'all may want to ask before we conclude for our day? And get the floor to y'all. Okay. Well, with that, I'll leave us with some questions. How does self-awareness impact our daily decisions? I'll leave it off with that, and then maybe one of you guys can answer next week that as that question in the beginning of our next Sunday self-care Sunday worship. And thank you all for joining. Oh, almost missed our prayer request session because I do not have my whiteboard up, guys. Let's open up my whiteboard. Get some of our prayer requests out. I'll give you guys some time to enter your prayer requests. Or finish share any blessings that God has provided this week. I always like to let you guys start. So if you want me to start, I'll go ahead. But I'd like to give the floor to you. No one calling out, so I'll start because I know how it is to be. So I'll start my blessings this week. Well, I'm always thankful for this breath to breathe. I'm always grateful for my children, to see my children, for my family, for love. Always blessed to be able to be motivated, empowered. With all things, I'm always thankful for these blessings. I always feel like those are always blessings for the week. As long as they keep coming. But yes, the prayer request for this week would be continue to help family grow and heal. Continue to be able to do that part. Be able to have the the knowledge and the capacity to do that. And also prayer request that everyone has a well and blessed week. My two prayer requests. I'll let y'all, if there's any in the chat, share before we hop off. Don't see any, so I'm gonna let you guys go. I wish y'all a blessed and a wonderful week. Thank you for joining us once again at Spirit and Consciousness. And we'll see you at our next week's Self-Care Worship Sunday. Have a great day.